Pennsylvania Department of Corrections denial of transfer of Philly child lifers prevents adequate legal representation and undermines resentencing hearings. By Shaka Buna. The United States Supreme Court's decision in Miller versus Alabama and Montgomery versus Louisiana held that mandatory life without parole sentences were unlawful for child homicide offenders and required trial courts to provide child homicide offenders a constitutionally mandated individualized resentencing hearing and the opportunity for parole release. According to the trial defense guidelines, representing a child client facing possible life sentence issued by the Campaign for the Fair Sentencing of Youth, attorneys must conduct extensive investigation to prepare for a resentencing hearing, as one would prepare for trial. Attorneys must regularly visit their child lifer client to interview him or her and must have their child lifer client repeatedly examined by psychologists, mitigation specialists, corrections experts, and legal aides in preparation for resentencing hearings. Philadelphia-based Amstad Law Project's attorneys have submitted petitions on behalf of their child lifer clients at SCI Rockview to provide the DOC's Juvenile Lifer Project Manager Robert Hammond and Superintendent Mark Garman for their clients' transfer to state correctional institutions closest to Philadelphia to facilitate preparation for resentencing hearings. However, Juvenile Lifer Project Manager Hammond and Superintendent Garman have denied the Amistad Law Project attorneys' transfer petition for their child offender clients. Despite the attorneys having stated they cannot effectively prepare for their clients' resentencing hearings due to their clients being held at SEIs hundreds of miles from Philadelphia and the central and western regions of Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections has taken the official position of denying Philadelphia attorneys' petitions to transfer child lifers from Philadelphia to nearby SEI Gaithersburg, SEI Phoenix, or SEI Chester to facilitate their preparation of legal defenses for individualized resentencing hearings, arrogantly stating that Amistad Law Project attorneys can conduct their interviews and investigations with their child lifer clients via mail correspondence, phone calls, and visits. One would think that the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections will be actively assisting Philadelphia's courts, district attorney's office, and defense attorneys representing child lifers and facilitating the process of individualized resentencing hearings by transferring the 382 child lifers from Philly to state prisons closest to Philadelphia County so that defense attorneys can easily prepare their legal defense for their child lifer clients for resentencing hearings, and that the DA office may expedite the negotiations of resentencing deal agreements. Instead, the Department of Corrections is actively hindering Philadelphia-based defense attorneys from providing adequate legal representation to their child lifer clients by denying transfer of Philly's child lifers to SEI Gaithersburg, SEI Phoenix, or SEI Chester near Philadelphia County to prepare an adequate legal defense for resentencing hearings that cannot be effectively done via mail correspondence, phone calls, and visits to SEIs hundreds of miles from Philadelphia. The Department of Corrections official position on the transfer of Philly child lifers prisoners to state prisons closest to Philadelphia for purposes of preparation for individualized resentencing hearings that can potentially reimpose life imprisonment terms actually prevents child lifer prisoners from receiving adequate legal representation and undermines a constitutionally fair resentencing hearing in violation of the United States Constitution. Philadelphia-based attorneys and their child lifer clients should petition the DOC Secretary John Wetzel for a transfer to a SEI closest to Philly that they may prepare an adequate legal defense for resentencing hearings. If their transfer petition is denied by the DOC, they should then petition the trial court for a court order to be transferred to a state prison closest to Philadelphia. Don't allow the Department of Corrections to continue sabotaging child lifer prisoners' legal defenses for resentencing hearings. Demand that the Department of Corrections stop hindering child lifers receiving adequate legal representation and undermining resentencing hearings by refusing to transfer Philly's child lifers to state prisons closest to Philadelphia to prepare their legal defense. The struggle for our freedom is not over. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Buna. Thank you for listening.